Lord, we believe in these promises.
我们相信你的这些应许。
Open our eyes today, Lord, that we can see your power and your glory.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你的荣耀。
And your kingdom.
和你的国度。
We thank you in the name of Lord Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你，以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Let's turn to Gospel of Mark chapter 9.
我们打开马可福音第九章。
Jesus is still in Caesarea Philippi, which is in the north part of Israel.
耶稣是在这个以色列国的北部。
This would be the last 6 months of his earthly ministry.
是他这个传道的最后六个月。
And the transfiguration, which is described in chapter 9, is the dividing line, actually. It's like the watershed of his coming suffering.
这个第九章讲到这个变形，他的这个变形山上的。这个事情是好像他就是他传道的一个分水岭，是从这以后他开始受苦。
Because from chapter 9 onwards, from the Transfiguration Mountain onwards, you see that there will be precise predictions about his death and his resurrection.
从这变形山以后，就看到他就看到这个很精确的这个预言对他这个受苦。
So let's turn to chapter 9 of Gospel of Mark.
我们打开马可福音第九章。
And let's just read verse 1.
我们开始读第一节。
I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they will see the kingdom of God.
耶稣又对他们说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前，必要看见神的国大有能力临到。
You see, the kingdom of God would come with power.
看到这个神的国大有能力的临到。
I was once in a Muslim and Christian debate.
Simon 曾经在这个穆斯林和基督徒的之间的一个这个辩论。
And this was one of the questions that was raised by a Muslim. This was one of the questions that was raised by a Muslim.
这是穆斯林提出的一个问题。
As to what Jesus mean.
他们问耶稣是什么意思。
When they say that those that are standing here would not see death until they see the kingdom of God come with power.
当耶稣说有人在没尝死味以前必要看到神的国大有能力临到。
Well, it's very simple.
这很简单。
Because chapter 9, the rest of chapter 9, would tell us that.
因为这个九章的下面所讲的就是告诉这个事情。
Because when the kingdom of God came,
因为当神的国降临的时候
it's now shown to three people in the Transfiguration Mountain.
他是给这三个人看到。
Jesus was telling everyone that there is a reward of discipleship.
耶稣告诉他们说，告诉大家说，这个在这个受苦以后会有荣耀。
Last time we talked about the cost of discipleship.
上次我们讲到这个做主的门徒的这个代价。
And now we talk about the rewards of discipleship.
这次我们讲做主的门徒的这个奖赏
see,
赏赐。
The reward is that one can be more like Jesus.
这个奖赏的一部分。一个方面就是我们可以越来越像耶稣。
And one day we'll share in his glory.
有一天我们会分享他的荣耀。
See, Satan would like to promise you glory, but in the end, he will give you suffering and shame.
魔鬼应许现在的荣耀，但是在最后，给我们的是羞辱和受苦苦难。
Following Jesus would mean that you would be promised suffering.
跟随耶稣，应许的是现在受苦。
But in the end, suffering would transform into glory.
但是在最后，这个受苦会变为荣耀。
So this is actually the theme.
这就是今天的这个
主题。Chapter 9, verse 1.
是这个第九章的主题。
Let's continue with verse 2.
我们看第二节。
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山。
And he led them up in a high mountain where they were all alone.
就在他带他们上了高山。
Now it says after 6 days.
这边说了是过了六天。
Matthew says it's after 6 days.
马太福音也是讲过了
六天。Mark says it's after 6 days.
马可也是说过了六天。
But Luke says a bit otherwise.
但是路加福音说是说的不一样。
Luke seems to be saying it's 9 days.
路加福音第九章二十。八节他讲是说
I mean,
过了八天。
See, Luke says about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray.
Yeah, 所以 路加福音第九章二十八节说，过说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰上山去祷告。
There are two things that Luke says that which is a bit different.
有两个事情，路加在这边讲的有些不同。
Luke says it's 8 days.
路加说是八天。
And he says that the reason why Christ took them up to the mountains that they would like to pray together.
他耶稣带着他们上山的原因是要带他们去祷告。
And then Luke talks about the transformation, the transfiguration.
然后路加谈到这个变形。
So only Luke would link prayer and their transformation together.
只有路加把这个变形和这个祷告联系起来。
And Luke would link it with the cost of following Jesus to the reward of following Jesus.
路加把这个受苦和跟随耶稣的受苦和这个看到这个荣耀联系。
So you like to wonder what's happening? Does Luke know how to count? He's a doctor.
路加知道他是个医生。
I mean, 6 days and 8 days, does he not know how to count?
路加他不会算数吗？
Would your doctor mix up your appointment?
医生会这个
That'd be horrible, right? 8 days, 6 days, if a doctor cannot even count that, we have a problem.
如果医生能够不能算数的话，就有问题了。
But okay, there are two reasons why Luke mentioned about 8 days.
有两个原因，路加在这边说是八天。
There's one explanation.
一个解释是说，
the 8 days would include the day of the lesson and the transformation.
这八天，
so、two more days.
他这边讲的八天，一个是包括他说上面那一段话和这个他变形这一天，这个就是把这头上和最后这两天都包括进去了。
Doctors are normally more careful when they count days.
Yeah, 这个医生在算天数的时候会更小心一些。
But I think that maybe Jesus would have spent 2 days in prayer.
Simon 说他认为耶稣可能两天在山上祷告。
Because you will find out that Luke is the one that mentioned that Peter, John, and James they were asleep.
因为这个路加提到彼得、约翰和雅各他们都睡着了。
Now you have to know that, really, why does the Bible say about 6 days or 8 days? What's the meaning behind it?
为什么这个圣经会提到六天或者八天？有什么意义呢？
Now if you would read what happened after the Transfiguration Mountain,
如果你们接着读过了这个变形山下面的，
you will know that the reason right after they came down from the mountain, there is a little boy that has been possessed by an evil spirit.
下面的故事你们就会读到，他们下了山以后就碰到这个一个男孩子。
And the disciples were without power to chase out the evil spirit.
这个男孩子被这个鬼附，然后
And the disciples cannot chase out the evil spirit.
这个门徒不能赶出这个鬼来。
So the way I see it is that Jesus had actually left them alone by themselves for about 6 to 8 days.
所以 Simon 说他看到的是耶稣。把他的门徒留下来六到八天。
Jesus could have retreated himself to a place where he can be quiet and he prayed for 6 days.
所以耶稣自己六到八天自己一个人祷告。
And therefore he would leave the disciples all by themselves to do their own ministry.
他留下他的门徒自己去做这些传道。
And then 6 days later on,
六天以后
he would take Peter, John, and James up to the mountain where they would continue their prayer ministry together.
然后他六天以后，他带着彼得、约翰和雅各上山去祷告。
So you would see that when Christ was alone doing prayers, the disciples were doing what they think is ministry, but then they were powerless in driving out the evil spirit.
在耶稣祷告的时候，这些门徒好像是在做神的工，但是他们却不能赶出这个这个邪灵。
Now I would have to explain to you why they were powerless later on.
后面我们会谈到为什么他们没有这个能力赶鬼。
But in verse 2 in chapter 9 of Mark 9:2 it says that Peter, John and James were both chosen to go up to the mountain with Jesus.
这个第二节讲到彼得、约翰和雅各他们被选跟着耶稣一块上山。
You will see though, why though? Why were they chosen?
为什么只选了他们三个呢？
Now it's now if you will recall from the miracles of the Lord Jesus.
如果你这个想起这个耶稣所行过的神迹。
In Mark chapter 5,
在马可福音第五章
Jesus has resurrected the daughter of Jairus. The daughter of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, was risen.
耶稣治好雅鲁的女儿
In Mark 5, verse 35 to verse 37.
Mark 5, 马可福音第五章二十一节
And pay attention to verse 37. Pay attention to verse 37. It says that Jesus took Peter, James, and John with them to the place when he performed the miracle.
Yeah, 所以这三十七节里面谈到他们带着耶稣带着彼得、雅各和。
So these people have seen the resurrecting power of Jesus.
在这边看到耶稣这个有复活的大能。
Now they will see the transforming power of Jesus.
在这个第九章这边，他们看到耶稣的这个变形的这个大能。
And later on, they will be the three selected disciples to pray together with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他们在后边，他们三个被选跟耶稣一起在克西马尼园一起祷告。
So they would also participate in the fellowship of prayer with Jesus.
他们和耶稣一起。在这个祷告的这个事工上。
So these three people were selected to experience the resurrection power, the transformation power, and the prayer power of the Lord Jesus.
所以他们三个被选和耶稣，来看到耶稣这个复活的大能、祷告的大能和这个变形的大能。
Now you would like to also ask, well, why does he need to do that in a mountain?
为什么他们要在山上做？
What's so special about this mountain?
为什么这个山有什么特别的
？Can it not be done in a valley？
它不能在一个山谷里做吗
？Can it not be done maybe on the Sea of Galilee？
不能在加利利湖上做吗
？Now the Bible did not tell us which mountain that is。
圣经没有提到这个是哪一座山。
Some say it may be Mount Tabor, others would say that it may be Mount Hermon, but we don't really know。
有的人说是黑门山，有的人说是别的山，但是不知道是哪个。
But the most important is, all believers will need to have a mountain experience.
每一个信徒都需要经历这个山上的这个经历。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, that is the famous Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音五章讲到这个登山宝训。
It says that Jesus, when he go up to the mountain to pray, then his disciples went up with him. Mark 5:1. Matthew 5:1. It says that Jesus saw many people with him, so he went up to the mountain, and his disciples came to him.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既一坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
So the Sermon on the Mount was not given to many people. It was given to only the disciples.
所以这个登山宝训，这个在山上的这个论八福呢，不是给许多的人，只是给他的门徒。
Now those of you that will read Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, how many people read Eugene Peterson's paraphrase?
有多少人知道这个雅各？
Yes, there is another paraphrase by Eugene Peterson.And he would translate like that. He would say that when Jesus climbed up the mountain, the committed, that is the disciples, they climbed up with him together.
Oh, 在这个James, King James?
Yes.
Is that King James translation?
No, it's a different paraphrase. It's
another person.
Yes, another person.
James Peterson.
Yeah, Eugene Peterson.
Oh, Eugene Peterson.
Eugene Peterson.
Is that the message?
Yeah, the message, yes.
如果你们读过 Message 那个圣经里边会看到他是讲的说这 committed 就是说委身了这种就是很坚定的这种信徒委身的信徒跟着耶稣上了山
So whoever that goes up to the mountain with Jesus should be the committed people
所以跟着耶稣上山的都是已经委身给主的
Jesus is not asking for people that like to be comfortable to follow him
耶稣没有让跟他的人就说很舒服地跟着他。
Jesus is asking for the committed to follow him.
他所要的是这些人能够委身给主，就是
Now let's just see what happened when these people went up to the mountain.
我们看这些人上了山以后发生了什么。
The Bible says there he was transfigured before them.
圣经讲说在这个山上耶稣就在他们面前变了形象。
And his clothing became dazzling white.
他的衣服发光，极其洁白。
Whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them.
地上漂白漂布的，没有一个能漂的那样白。
And there before him were Elijah and Moses. They were both talking with Jesus.
忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。
And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is not good for us to be just here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not really know what he's talking about because they were so frightened.
彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道他说什么，不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。
Then the Bible continued to say, then a crowd appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the crowd saying, This is my son, whom I loved. Listen to him.
然后圣经讲，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And then the Bible says, suddenly, when they looked around, there was no one else there, and Jesus was with them.
然后
no one else except Jesus.、
然后这个第九节讲的，门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只有耶稣同他们在那里。
Now, if you look at these sections in the Bible, I'd like to make 10 points today. There are 10 points I'd like to make today.
我们今天要讲十点，根据这一段的经文。
The first point is about transfiguration.
第一点是关于这个变形。
Transfiguration is not that a light was shining on him.
这个变形呢，不是光照在他的脸上。
Just now, when I was inside the little storage room, that was the place where I normally do my sermons, I find out that it was a bit dark.
刚才 Simon 到这个那个小屋里边去，他发现里边很黑。
My eyesight is not as good anymore. Not what it used to.
他说他的这个视力不是很好。
And I asked Brother Key to maybe get one more light bulb to put in there.
所以他 ask 他问了这个让 Key 再安一个灯在那边。
And you know what? One big light bulb makes a difference. It makes a lot of difference to me.
一个大灯会对他来说。
I mean, I climb up there, I put it in the socket, and lo and behold, light came down.And light came down and it shined on me. I think, well, maybe I'm transfigured. So you can just, see what it feels like. Just walk inside that room, turn on the light, okay? Stand right behind it, you grow in the dark, right? But is that really what it means?
你们可以试试到这个屋子里边打开灯，然后让光照在你身上，看看是不
是有一种感觉。No, that's not true. That's not what transfiguration means.
三们说这不是这个变形的这个意思。
Transfiguration, the original word for it is metamorphosis.
这个变形的这个原来这个原文呢是就是这个变形
yes,
transformation 和这个 metaphor
又一遍。
蜕变。
蜕变。Yes,
是蜕变的意思。
蜕变。That
就像这个变成就是这个一种虫子可以变成这个蝴蝶那样。
Yes, it's something like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly.
Yeah.就像这个那个虫变成蝴蝶。
Yes, yes, like it's transforming, okay? And really what happened is that, now notice, this is the only time in the earthly ministry of Jesus that he revealed his true glory.
这是唯一的一次耶稣在他传道的时候显示他的荣耀。
See, this glory that we see from Jesus is actually with him all the time.
我们从耶稣而来的这个得到的荣耀其实是一直都在的，耶稣一直有他的荣耀。
But it's just that it was hidden by him by purpose.
他一直就是隐藏他的荣耀。
See, this is not like that there's a big breaching factory up in the mountain, and Jesus went there and as the disciples were asleep, then he gave them his clothing, okay, and then they got a breach and so he wear it. Wow, It's not like that.
不是说山上有一个这个漂白的一个厂子，然后他把衣服给了那个厂子把他衣服漂得很白，不是那样子。
It is his. That is the hidden glory of Jesus now suddenly revealed.
是耶稣他隐藏的那个荣耀，一下子显示出来。
Now, okay, what does it mean, though?
这是什么意思呢？
Because now there is a reason why this happens, why there is a voice from heaven saying that this is my beloved son, that I'm well pleased and listen to him.
这个有天上有声音说来说这是我所爱的我的爱子是有原因的。
Because in chapter 8, Jesus was asking his disciples, who do you think I am?
因为在第八章他问他的门徒你们说我是谁
And Peter was saying that, well, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说你是、基督是、是
yeah,
你是神神子神的儿子 yeah.
And then Jesus was saying that, well, Peter, when, the reason why you say this is that you are moved by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说你这样说是因为有这个圣灵在你心里。
So this is actually God's approval of Peter's confession.
这是神对彼得、这个认主的一个赞同。
See, when Peter said it, everyone hears that.
赞同。
And now the Father God also says that. This is my beloved Son.
然后这个天父也这样说，这是我的爱子。
It also says that this is the Father's encouragement to the Lord Jesus.Because beyond that, Jesus is always talking about his impending death and his resurrection.
这是天父对耶稣的鼓励，因为从这以后，他一直在谈他的死。
The Father is trying to tell Jesus and his disciples is that beyond glory, well, beyond suffering, there will be glory.
天父所要说的是，在这个受苦以后会有荣耀。
Now, notice this is one of the only three times that people from earth can hear a voice from heaven.Only three times that it has ever happened.
这是唯一有的三次，其中的一次，人们听到神的声音从天上。
The first time it was the baptism of Jesus.
Sorry.
When Christ was being baptized, it was the first time.
Yeah, 第一次是在耶稣受洗的时候。
And then the second is this time.
第二次是这一次，在
变形山。Third time it was recorded by the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
第三次是在约翰福音第十二章。
And it says that this was said in the last week of the earthly ministry of Jesus.
是在他最后一周的这个传道中。
See, the Muslims were always wondering why the Christians are so different than they are.
穆斯林总是问他们和基督徒之间的区别是什么。
Because none of the followers of Muhammad has ever heard a voice from heaven.
这个穆罕默德的这个信徒从来没有从天上听到有声音。
But the Christians have had a different experience.
但是基督徒有不同的经历。
The followers of Jesus would hear the voice from heaven three times.
跟随耶稣的门徒三次听到从天上来的声音，天父的声音。
Now the second thing you should ask is that, well, why would God choose Moses and Elijah to be with Jesus?
为什么神选这个摩西和以利亚？
Why not Abraham and Jonah?
为什么不是亚伯拉罕和这个约拿
？I mean, there are so many other people, right?
还有很多的先知。
Why choose Moses and Elijah?
为什么选摩西和以利亚
？Now, what does Moses represent?
摩西所代表的是什么呢
？The law or the Ten Commandments?
他所代表的是这个十诫这个律法。
What does Elijah represent?
以利亚代表的是什么
？The prophets.
是先知。
Now you would see that now in the New Testament, both the law and the prophets, they both approve what Jesus is doing.
在这个新约里面，我们看到，这个律法和先知都证明这个耶稣。
The law and the prophets, they both would bear witness to the ministry of Jesus.
都为耶稣做见证。
And Luke would say further.
路加说的更进一步。
Luke would say that they talk about the death of Jesus.
路加谈到说摩西和以利亚在这里他们在谈论耶稣的死。
See, Luke has added three other details that Mark did not have.
所以路加有三个这个细节
Luke talks
马可福音没有。
Luke talks about the extra 2 days.
路加谈到这个另外有两天。
Luke talks about that Christ was praying as he was praying, he was being transfigured.
路加谈到耶稣他们在祷告的时候他变形。
And Luke says that Elijah and Moses were there. They were discussing. They were talking about the death of Jesus.
路加谈到摩西、以利亚，和耶稣说话，在谈到耶稣去世的事。
Some years later on, the Apostle Paul would tell people that it's the gospel that was preached. They would bear witness by the law and the prophets.
后来，这个保罗也谈到，在罗马书谈到。这个摩西的律法和先知都为耶稣做见证。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们翻到罗马书第三章。
Verse 21 to verse 26.
第21到26节。
So the gospel is not against the Old Testament.
但如今神的意在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神。
In fact, both the law of Moses and the prophets in the Old Testament, they both testified to the gospel.
嗯哼，呀，所以有律法和先知为证。
And now the righteousness which comes from God, which is apart from the law, has been made known, which the law and the prophets will testify. And continue, please, with verse 22. And says, is it because the righteousness of the Lord, it will be given to everyone who believes in him, and there's no exceptions, because all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God.And now because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, everyone is saved and you will be saved. Notice on verse 24 what it says.
我们注意这个24节，他讲说，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义。
Salvation does not come from works, it comes from grace.
这个救恩不是靠行为，而是靠恩典。
So those of you that are still not with the Lord Jesus today, I ask you to consider this. Consider this carefully. That both the law and the prophets, they both testify to the meaning of the gospel.
还没有信主的我，Simon 建议你们来思想这一段。
There was once, I was in the Dominican Republic ministering to the Chinese there, in a short-term mission.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
There was one... About 10 years ago, I was in the Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic is Central America.
Okay.
I was in a short-term mission.
Okay. 多美尼加哦，几年以前，十年以前，他们去多美尼加去宣道宣教。
And there was a young man in there.
那里有一个年轻人。
Who studied engineering at night in night school.
上夜校学这个工程师。
And in the daytime, he helps his brother, his elder brother, in the watch and jewelry business.
白天他在他哥哥的这个珠宝店工作。
And they came from Canton.
他们从广东来。
Or they came from the place around Canton.
他们在广东从广东来。
And he came every night.
他每一夜都来，每一天晚上都来。
And each time when he leave, he said, "I want to receive Jesus."
每一天晚上，听到他都说他要信主。
But he never had received Jesus.
但是他从来没有接受耶稣。
Each night we saw how happy he came, and each night when we see him leave, he was always sorrowful because he never got the peace of eternal life.
每天晚上他都高高兴兴来，但是在听到他都很悲伤，因为他没有得到这个释放。
And it seems to be that it's hard to know why.
看起来好像很奇怪。
So the night before we leave,
在Simon 走的前一夜
，he came again.
他又来了。
And we felt that this would be the last time we can minister to him.
这是最后一次 Simon 可以跟他这个传福音。
And suddenly there was a power shortage in Dominican Republic. The lights all went out within the whole district.
突然这个电没了。
So it's hard for us to go for the gospel, right? When there's no light at night, you know, we are talking about 10 at night.
突然没有电了，所以就不能再再讲。
I remember we actually went out to the balcony and we light candles.
然后 Simon 带着他去了这个外面的这个阳台上。
Well, my eyes were much better back then. Okay.
他们点着蜡烛，他可以看到这个。
And we went through the four spiritual laws together.
他跟他讲了四部福音书。
Yes, and he had reached to all of them.
他都读过。
But at the end, he still said that I want to receive Jesus, but somehow it seems like Jesus was so far away from me.
在最后，他总是说我很想接受耶稣，但是好像耶稣总是离我很远。
Then I say, well, why don't we just read through the Ten Commandments?
Simon 就说那我们就来读十诫吧。
Let's forget about the four spiritual laws. Let's just read the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, 我们就只读这个十诫。
I said, now, why don't I just read through one commandment each time with you, and you think, let the Holy Spirit work in you, and you see that where there's any places that you have made a transgression.
在Simon 说，我一戒一戒给你讲，读了一戒以后，你来思想你在哪一方面有过就是犯罪。
So what happens when I went to the commandment, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal?
当他读到这个不要偷窃
，His face dropped.
他的脸变红
了。There was just stone silence.
然后就很沉默。
And I know that I hit something there.
三门知道这边就说他打到点上了。
So I asked this young man, I said, is the Lord talking to you now about this commandment?
三门说我们可不可以谈一谈这一件
He says yes.
他说可以
I said, who have you stolen from?
他说你从哪偷从谁偷
He said, I've stolen from my elder brother.
他说我从我哥哥那边偷
In the shop.
在他的店里
I said, well, how do you steal from him?
你怎么从他店里偷呢
He said, well, you know, we do repairs.
他说我们都做这个修理
We do watch repairs.
我们修表
And the moment we receive something, I know what's an easy job, what's a difficult job.
我一收到一个活，我就知道这是容易的活还是难做的活。
I always give the easy jobs to myself.
他说我总是做这个容易的活。
I always give my brother the bad jobs, the difficult jobs.
总是把难的活给了我哥哥。
And I ask him, well, how do you share the profits? How do you share the gain, the profits?
就说你们怎么分成呢？
He says, always 50-50.
总是五十啊，对五十，就一半一半。
Then I ask him, I said, does your brother know
你的
that you're not being fair to him?
你哥哥知道你对他不公平吗？
He said, of course he knows.
他当然他知道。
Then I ask him, now, has he ever complained?
但是他从来不抱怨。
No, he said he's never complained.
Yeah, 他哥哥从来没有抱怨过。
But he said, tonight, I'm convicted by the Holy Spirit that I've been stealing from him.I've not been fair to my brother.
但是今天这个圣灵责备我，让我知道我对我哥哥不公平。
And then he said that now I know that I have to come clean. I have to accept, you know, accept that I'm a sinner.
我现在知道我需要我知道我为什么是一个罪人。
See, the problem with this young man was that he always thinks that he's a good man. He never thinks he's a sinner. That's why he never needs the gospel.
这个年轻人的问题就是他一直认为他是一个好人，他不需要福音。
But tonight, under the light of the candle and under the light of God's words, it shows that he is a sinner.
所以这天晚上，在这个蜡烛的光下，在这个神的话语的光照下，他知道他是一个罪人。
Then I said, "Well, I said there may be other sins in your life that the Holy Spirit would like to talk to you, but you don't feel you would like to share with us." I said, "That's fine, but at least you know you're a sinner."
也许你生命里头有些地方。你不愿意跟大家分享，但是，你只要知道你是个罪人，就。
That night he made a clear commitment to accept the Lord Jesus.
那天晚上他做了。
He made a commitment to accept Christ.
Yeah, 他就是做了决志祷告，然后他归主，信主。
And then I realized that tomorrow he's writing an exam.
我知道。
He's writing a final examination tomorrow.
我知道第二天他要写一个期末考试。
And he's not studied yet.
他还没有学习
But he felt that it's more important.
但是他说这个信主是更重要的事情。
So we see him outside the gate.
所以我看到他出了门。
And his little car just parked right across the street.
他的车就在街上停着。
And I felt that he may just rush home back right away so he can study.
我想他肯定赶紧回家去学习。
But no, he did not rush home like that.
但是他没有回家。
He stayed inside his car.
他在车里边待
He was weeping.
他在里边哭
And well, we were worrying about him because you know he was inside there and you know he was just we felt he would be leaving, but you know he was there inside. He was inside the car for more than half an hour weeping.
他在他车里待了超过半个小时在里边哭
Then I realized that there are other sins that the Holy Spirit has convicted him of that night.
所以三门说他认识到可能他其他还有其他心里还有其他的罪。神的这个神的光照让他知道他有其他的罪。
Then he drove away.
然后他开走了。
Some years later on.
几年以后。
I was in the Panama City.
Simon 在巴拿马。
And we come across someone that knows him.
我们遇见一个认识他的人。
And say that he has since become a fervent believer and a very good disciple from the day onwards.
他从那天以后变
成。So his life changed completely.
他的生命完全的改变，他变成一个非常坚定的基督徒。
And he got married to a very good Christian girl.
He
helped him a lot in his ministry.
Yeah, 他后来结婚， 他的妻子帮助他的这个事工。
Because he's a very shy man and his wife is very outgoing. So his wife kind of compensates a lot for his shortcomings.
Yes, 他很害羞，但他太太很开放，很开朗，所以。
And they say that he has confessed his sins to his brother.
他们说他也向他哥哥认罪。
His brother forgave him.
他的哥哥原谅了他。
But unfortunately, his brother kicks him out of the business.
但是他的哥哥却把他踢出了他的这个生意，不跟他一起做生意。
Because I think his brother is also stealing from someone else also.
他们说可能他哥哥也从其他的人那边偷。
So, put it that way, when he became a believer, he became an honest believer.
当他变成一个基督徒，他变成一个很虔诚的、很真诚的基督徒。
See, unless a person realizes that it is the prophets and the law together that supports the gospel, that person will not have a real life change. You have to know that it's the law and the prophets together that stands up for the gospel.
是这个律法和这个先知一起支撑这个福音。
The prophets will testify to the coming of Jesus.
这个先知见证耶稣
The coming of Jesus.
The coming, 耶稣的来到。
The law of Moses would convince a person of his sin.
摩西的律法让人知道人有罪。
And the gospel will give him salvation.
福音会给人救恩。
Thirdly, the third point.
第三点。
It's sufferings.Must precede entering the kingdom.
就受苦在荣耀之前。
You see, Jesus was now encouraged by the Holy Spirit and the Father to say that now your job I am very happy with. You are my beloved Son, and your ministry I am well pleased.
天父跟耶稣说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
Later on.Paul would realize this in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 28 to verse 29.
保罗在腓立比书一章二十八到二十九节。
Turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 27 to verse 28.
二十七到二十八节。只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况。知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信，信服基督，并要为他受苦。
This is really what says that you are under the grace of God, that you are not only just believing for believing Lord Jesus, but you have to suffer for him.
就说你们蒙恩不仅是要相信信服基督，而且要为他受苦。
Most churches would only teach you part A, but would not tell you about part B.
大部分的教会只讲到前面一段，讲到信服基督，没有讲为他受苦。
And let's also read Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
我们再看腓立比书三章十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, yes.I want to know Christ, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, and becoming in death in his, like him in his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
What does Paul mean? In here?
保罗这边说的什么意思？
Knowing the Lord Jesus means seeing his transfiguration.
认识基督就是见到他复活的大能，见到他的这变形。
Now the disciples will know what knowing Jesus means.
现在这些门徒知道认识基督的意思是
什么。You see how glorious his body is, but it's now been hidden, that's all. His glory has been with him ever since day one, but they did not realize that.
就是认识到他的荣耀，他这个以前所隐藏的荣
耀。So now they know the power of his glory.
现在他们看到他的这个荣耀的大能。
Now, through the rising of the daughter of Jairus, they know that the power of his resurrection is real. He can raise the dead.
从对救活这个雅鲁的女儿看到她这个复活的大能。
And they would also be asked to share in the fellowship of his sufferings, that is, in the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Christ prayed until his Sweat turned into blood.
就在克西马尼园也是跟他一同受苦，看到他这个血这个汗如血点。
Point number four, I'd like to raise, is that the flesh can never understand God's kingdom.
这个肉体不能理解神的国。
See, you know how stupid Peter is.
我们知道彼得是什么样。
There are so many times Peter should have shut up, but he keeps on speaking.
很多时候彼得应该闭口，但是他总是在讲话。
There are so many times that Peter should have sit down and listen, but yet he runs away.
很多时候彼得应该坐下来听，但是他都跑了。
There are so many times that Peter should have been awake, but he fell asleep.
很多时候彼得应该是警醒，但是他却睡着了。
Luke is the one that says that Peter fell asleep.
路加夫加提到彼得睡着了。
And that's why when he was waking, he did not know what to say, so he just speaks nonsense.
所以当彼得醒了以后，他不知道说什么，他就瞎说。
So Luke make another observation about Peter.
所以路加看到彼得的另一个方面。
I mean, no one can cheat Dr. Luke.
没有人能够欺骗路加医生。
Luke says that, "Oh, Peter, you have been sleeping."
路加说，彼得你一直在睡觉。
It says in chapter 9, verse 32, that Peter and the companies were very sleepy.
Yeah, 所以在这个路加福音九章三十二节，彼得和他的同伴都打盹。
But when they were fully awake,They saw his glory and the two men standing with him.
既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。
So it's Luke that says that Luke knew through the Holy Spirit that these were talking about the death of Jesus.
所以路加通过这个圣灵的启示，他知道他们在谈耶稣的死。
But Peter missed the whole conference because he was asleep.
但是彼得没有听到，他一直在睡觉。
And Peter wants to build tabernacles. He wants to build tents.
所以这个彼得想建三座棚。
That is for three shelters, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah.
一座为耶稣，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
You know what the problem is? You know what a tabernacle is?
知道这个棚的这个问题在哪里
？A tabernacle is a booth where people would go there to rest and sleep.
棚是为了
and enjoy and have a good time.
棚是为了人在里边吃饭睡觉在里边休息的。
Because there was a famous feast, which is called the Feast of the Tabernacles or the Feast of the Booths.
有一个很大的筵席是在棚里边。
Where they would commemorate them wandering in the desert and finally coming to Canaan.
Sorry.
Where they would commemorate the Israelites coming into the land of Canaan, where they find rest.
Oh, okay. 当这以色列人到了迦南，他们在一个这个棚里边有很大的宴席。
So everyone would go out to the balconies and they would put a tent and they would sleep on the balcony, having a good time.
所以每一个人都搭一个棚，然后在里边休息。
You see, Peter has missed the whole point of this, of this whole conference.
所以彼得这个错过了整个这个。
Peter wants to stay in a mountain where he can remain cool.And he wants to sleep there.
彼得觉得在这个山上很凉爽，
想在里面睡觉。So a lot of people, when they come to church, they like to sleep.
很多人到教会来是来睡觉。
So I'm saying that they're having a tabernacle experience.
他们在这里是有一个棚的这个经历。
I mean horizontal meditation. See, Peter is the one that completely misunderstands the concept of the kingdom.
所以彼得完全误解了这个神的国的这个意义。
Peter wants glory but no suffering.
彼得只要荣耀，不要受苦。
And Luke is the one to say that Peter, you don't actually know what you're talking about.
路加说，彼得，你不知道你在说什么。
And God therefore interrupted Peter by the crowd.
所以神这个打断了彼得。
Now, if you would just read carefully about Luke chapter 9, verse 32.
如果我们仔细地读这个《路加福音》九章三十二节
，When they were asleep, they saw this. They saw this glory. And the men were leaving Jesus. Just when these two men were leaving Jesus, Peter said, "Well, Master, it's good for us to be here, and why don't we just build three shelters?"
所以三十三节讲到二人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里正好可以搭三座棚。
”And Luke put in brackets. Peter did not know what he was saying.
然后这个路加在这个括弧里边讲说
And while he was speaking,
在他 正在说的时候
God said, shut up, Peter. You speak too much.
然后神说闭嘴吧彼得你说的太多了。
God shut Peter up by two things.
神让彼得闭嘴用两个东西让他闭嘴。
First, God gave a big crowd coming in and to envelop them.
首先神给了一朵云。
So Peter was so afraid that he stopped speaking. Peter was so afraid. Then, you know, then he shuts up.
所以这个彼得看到这个云很害怕所以他就闭嘴了。
Then God interrupts Peter by his own voice.
然后这个神用他的自己的声音让彼得闭口
saying, This is my beloved son, listen to him.
神说这是我的儿子我所拣选的你们要听他。
So God was trying to tell John, John and James, don't listen to Peter. He's just talking rubbish. Listen to Jesus.
所以神这边说不要听彼得的他说的都是废话。
So I think these two disciples went down and tell Luke.And so that's why Luke wrote down, okay, Peter don't know what he was saying. God told him to shut up.
所以你说谁写下来
Yes. So the flesh could not understand God's kingdom. Peter's still a man of the flesh. He's not a spiritual man.
所以彼得是一个肉体的血气的人不是一个属灵的人。
All Peter knows is just how to get comfort.
他所知道的就是怎么样这个舒服一些。
Well, you know, if you want to find comfort in Christianity, you found the wrong religion.
如果你想在基督这个做基督门徒里边找到这个舒服的话，那你就信错了。
Point number five.
第五点。
The crowd shows it is God's presence and protection.
这个云显示了神的这个同在和神的这个保护。
See, in the book of Exodus, it says that whenever God would appear to the people, God would always appear to people in the crowd.
在这个出埃及记里边讲到，每一次神出现的时候都是有云。
And the people would listen to the voice of heaven through the crowds.
人们听到神的声音都是这个透过云来听到。
And the crowd would always come down from a tent, and it would also envelop Moses as well.
这个云总是从山上。Mountain?
Yes, no, it comes down in a tent.
总是在一个这个棚上出现，然后总是把摩西包在云里。
So what this is saying is very simple. One day when you follow the Lord Jesus, God will make sure that you will share in His kingdom, in His glory.
这个意思就是说，当你信主以后，有一天你会和耶稣一起分享他的荣耀。
Inasmuch as the crowd would show that the crowd protects the Lord Jesus,
这个云来
the crowd envelops the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, 这个云包住耶稣来保护他。
The followers of Jesus would also be likewise be enveloped by the crowd.
这个耶稣的这个跟随者也会被这个云包住被保护。
You would therefore be able to share in His kingdom, in His glory.
这样就能够分享他的国度。
Point number six.
第六点。
Which one is more important, the vision or God's words?
什么更重要呢？是这个看到的这个景象呢，还是听到神的话语？
They saw the vision, right?
他们看到这个变形的这个
景象。They saw Moses and Elijah talking to the Lord Jesus.
他们看到摩西、以利亚和神和耶稣在讲话。
I mean, that's a big vision.
那是个很大的一个意象。
But is that the most important?
那更重要吗？
Is it?
是吗？
No.
不是。
Because the voice from heaven says that.This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
因为神从天上讲说这是我所喜悦的爱子。
The voice of heaven did not say that this is a good vision. Remember this vision. No, the voice of God says that listen to his words.
神不是说这是个很好的一个意象，你们要记住，而是说你们要听耶稣的话。
The Bible is more important than the vision.
圣经的这个神的话更重要，比这个意象更重要。
God's words is a lot more important than our experience.
神的话比我们的经历更重要。
Look at the book of Deuteronomy.
我们看生命记。
Chapter 18.
生命记。
Verse 15 to verse 19.
生命记十八章。
The book of Deuteronomy. Verse 18.
十八节到十九节。
Yeah, verse 18, yes.
十八章十八节到十九节。 我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给你们，传给他们，谁不听他奉我名所说的话，我必逃谁的罪。
Read verse 20 as well.
若有先知善敢托我的名说我所未曾吩咐他说的话，或是奉别神的名说话，那先知就必致死。
So which is the one we should listen to his words? Jesus, right?
我们要听谁的话？要听耶稣的话。
That's in here, right?
这边讲的就是。
God says, "I will rise up a prophet amongst you, amongst the brethren." Okay.
神说我要跟在你们中间兴起一位先知。
And you have to listen to his voice.
你们要听他的话。
And whoever that does not listen to his voice, I will punish him.
不听他话的，我就惩罚他。
And if there's anyone that likes to twist my words,
如果谁把我的话改，把他的话改变了。
And if anyone that wants to use and prophesies the name of another god, what will happen to him?
或者奉别的名，神的名说话，那这个先生
，the penalty is death.
就被致死。
You know what the Muslims would say?
知道穆斯林怎么说
？The Muslims would say Deuteronomy 18 refers to Muhammad and not Jesus.
他们说这个这边讲的先知是讲的穆罕默德。
If you don't listen to Muhammad, you deserve to die.
如果是这边是穆罕默德的话，那么他们就得死。
See, they are the ones that twisted the scriptures.
他们是这个篡改了这个神的。
Because clearly, if you look at Gospel of Mark chapter 9, it says that the voice of heaven says that this is Jesus and not Muhammad.
因为在路加福音。
That you should listen to.
九章这边讲到说，耶稣是我的爱子，你们要听他。
See, we got intimidated by these people long enough. They twisted God's word long enough.
所以我们已经被这些这个穆斯林其他这些人，他们篡改神的话语，已经被他们这个诱惑很久，迷惑了很久。
See, we have to be very careful when we are dealing with God's words.
我们在这个讲神的话的时候，一定要很小心。
I normally ask the Muslim this question when they like to quote Deuteronomy 18.
Simon 说他总是跟这个穆斯林讲这个路加福音这段话，当他们问这个生命记那段话的时候。
I say, is Muhammad a Jew?
Simon 问他们说，穆罕默德是一个犹太人吗
？They say, no way, I'll kill you. You say Muhammad is a Jew. He's an Arab.
这个穆斯林说 ：“No， 不是的，你再说我就杀了你。他们这个穆罕默德是一个这个阿拉伯人，不是犹太人。”
Then that's the thing. I said, then read this carefully. Who's this prophet that came out that you listen to? Is he an Arab or is he a Jew?
那你们好好读读这一段，这边讲的这个先知是从犹太人里面出来还是阿拉伯人里出来
？Because he says that I'm raising a prophet for amongst the brethren, which is Jewish, of course.
在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知。
See, I said, well, since when Arabs caused Jews their brothers, right?
这个阿拉伯人从来不称这个犹太人是他们弟兄。
Has the Arabs ever called Jews their brothers?
这个阿拉伯人称过这个犹太人是他们的弟兄吗
？He said, no way, we'll kill them all.I said, well, this is what you mean, okay? This is what I mean, okay? So I said, when you are misquoting scripture like that, you know what the punishment is? You know what Muhammad should deserve? Death. If you want to quote scripture like that, if you want to twist scripture like that, the sentence is death.
So, 根据这段经文，穆罕默德和他的这个随从者，因为他们篡改圣经，他们所应得的就是死。
So the word of God is a lot more important than any vision.
所以神的话比任何的这个意象更重要。
The Muslim says that because Muhammad saw a vision, they should believe in whatever Muhammad said. I said, no, the vision is not more important than God's words.
穆斯林说这个穆罕默德看到意象，所以我们要信他。
Where's the proof? The proof is in the gospel. This is my beloved son. You listen to him, his words. The words of Jesus and not the words of Muhammad.Is the most important.
但是神的话更重要。神的话证明耶稣是神的儿子，我们要听他。
Point number seven.
第七点。
After this vision.
在这个异象之后呢
？They no longer see anyone.
他们看不到任何人。
But they see Jesus only.
只看到耶稣一人。
See, there are three dimensions of divine government.
在这个神的这个统治里边有三维，有三个方面。
The law。
第一是
律法。The prophets。
第二是先知。
And the gospel。
第三是福音。
Now they all assume and amalgamate that into one entity, that of Jesus。
这三个一起这个来证明耶稣。
So what I'm seeing is that there are so many things that will cloud us from our mind to seeing Jesus. There are so many things that would distract our attention to see Jesus.
这些都是让我们把我们指向耶稣，让我们来到耶稣面前。
Our health.
我们的健康。
Our worldly possessions.
我们在世上的财物。
Our friends.
我们的朋友。
They may leave one day.
他们有一天会离开。
But Jesus is the one that will remain and abide forever.
但是耶稣是永在的。
See, how many of you are over 50 now? Can you raise your hands? How many of you are over 50?
超过50的。
Okay, now, when you're over 50, you know what's the problem?
过了50以后，你们就知道问题在哪。
You know that there are many things you like to have, but you never get.
你知道有些东西你一直想拥有，但是一直得不到。
Now you have to say, well, you know, I can honestly say that I can never get these. I'm getting too old.
到了这个年龄了，你就会说，我永远也得不到这些东西。
And there are so many things that I now have that I'm afraid to lose. My health is one of them.
那有很多东西我现在拥有的，我很害怕失去。
And there are so many people that you don't like to see, but they keep on coming. They keep on showing up.
有很多人你不想见的，他们总是来见你。
No matter how much I pray for the Lord to take them away, they're always there.
不管我跟神祷告多少次，要把他们这个让我这个逃避他们，但是总是见到他们。
And there are so many people that I want to be with them together, but then somehow they always leave.
有很多人呢，我很想跟他们在一起，但是因为各种原因，他们总是离开。
But somehow there's only one person that will always be there, is the Lord Jesus.
但是有一个人总是在这里，就是耶稣。
Point number eight.
第八点，
Jesus is not the same as Elijah and Moses.
耶稣和摩西、以利亚不同。
See, the Muslims will say that Jesus is only a prophet.
穆斯林说，耶稣只是一个先知。
They say that Muhammad is the biggest of all prophets.
还说这个穆罕默德是最大的先知。
The Jehovah's Witnesses will even go worse.
这个耶和华见证会更
糟。The Jehovah's Witnesses will say that Jesus is only an angel.
耶和华见证会说耶稣只是一个天使。
But what does the Bible say here?
这个圣经怎么说呢？
See, Peter made the same mistake when he says, let me just make three tents, three booths. One for Jesus, one for Muhammad, one for Elijah. He thinks all three of them are equal.
当彼得说做搭三座棚，一座为耶稣，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚，他把耶稣等同跟这个摩西和以利亚等同。
Is he the same?
也是犯了这个错误。
Notice he says, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased."
但是神说这是我的爱子。
Does God say that these are all my beloved children that I'm all pleased with every one of them? Did he say that?
神是说这些都是我所爱的人，指所有的人吗？
Listen to all of them. Does God say that? And when Peter woke up and he said, "All three of them are still there," does he see that? No, it's only Jesus.
当彼得醒了以后，他是看到三个人吗？没有，他只看到耶稣一人。
This is my only beloved son that I'm well pleased.
神这边只是讲到耶稣是他的爱子。
See, a typical way for Jehovah's Witnesses to attack Christians.
这个耶和华见证会攻击基督徒的一个很典型的
这个 is that they like to say that Jesus comes after the Father.
他们说这个耶稣是。在这个天父之后
，They say Jesus is created by the Father.
说耶稣是被父神所创造。
And they say in his pre-incarnation, Jesus is actually Michael the Archangel.
他们这个耶稣被创造成像这个天使长。
They ask you one simple question. Is he the Son? Yes. Then who's the Father?
耶稣是。
God. Then who comes first, the Son or the Father?
他说耶稣是子。这个天父是父，那么谁先呢？
And you have to say, well, of course the Father comes before the Son.
你要回答说，当然父先，在子先。
So if that's the case, then Jesus does not exist in all eternity.
那么这就是证明他们就说这就证明这个耶稣不是一直存在。
How do you answer that question?
那你怎么回答呢？
It sounds so logical, right? The Father always comes before the Son.
听起来很有逻辑。
So what's your response to that?
那么你的回应是什么呢？
Anyone? Yes. Okay. It's the word that has become flesh, right?
是这个耶稣是道成肉身，是太初就有的这个。
Yes, but he said, well, if that's the case, then I don't understand. Okay, the Father still has to come before the Son, right?
那么他们就说我不理解，那么父总是在死前。
Your answer to that has to be in a different context.
你的回答必须在不同的这个上下文中。
It's not a matter of who comes first or who comes second.
这不是说谁先谁后。
It's the nature that is important.
是他的这个本质更重要。
Only the Son would have the same nature as the Father.
只有这个子和父有同样的这个
本质。Because the Son would have the DNA of the Father, right?
只有这个儿子有他父亲的这个基因。
See, I don't share the same DNA with you because we are not related, right?
所以我们没有同样的基因，因为我们不是这个。亲戚
right. Now, anyone of you that are brothers and sisters in here?
有没有弟兄姐妹在这边？没有。
Okay now. If I have a sister, which I have four, okay, I've got four sisters, okay.
三门有
四个。I'm the eldest brother.
四个姊妹，她是最她是四个妹妹，她是最。
Now, if I say to my younger sister that me and my sister we are one, what does it mean?
如果我说我和我的妹妹是一是什么意思
？What does it mean? Am I crazy? Am I crazy? Yeah, well, one in what? Well, yes, one family, one similar DNA, right?
我们有同样的基因
，right? One last name, one family, one DNA,
同样的姓
okay? One set of genetics, right? I'm a man, she's a woman, right? How can we be one? Well, am I crazy? Well, we are one in some ways, okay? And we are not one in other ways.
当三呢说他和他妹妹是一的时候，不是说，是因为他是男的，他妹妹是女的，不可能是同一个身体。
So when we go,
其他的方面是在这个
基因方面。When we go to a medical lab, okay, to our DNA test, I'll say, me and my sister, we are both one. They understand what I'm talking about.Right in a medical lab, they know what I'm talking about, right?
在这个医学上，他们有同样的这个基因，在这个意义上，他们是一。
One DNA, okay.
合一。
Right? No questions asked, right? So what I'm saying is that the father cannot give birth to an angel, correct?
这个父亲不能生一个天使。
Only God can beget a God, right? Does it make sense?
父只能生神只能生神。
So when the father and the son.The nature of the Father and the Son is not who comes first and who comes second. It's about the nature.
父和子不是谁先谁后，而是说他们有同样的本质。
Now, can you answer them now? That is the favorite trick.
现在你可以回答他的问题。
The second trick they ask you is, can God die?
另外一个问题他们会问这个神死了吗？
Well, you say Jesus is God, right?
耶稣是神。
Did he die?
他死了吗
？Yes. Now,
是的。
What happened to him after he died?
那么死了之后发生什么
？Well, he was in the grave for 3 days, right?
他在坟墓里三天。
So if he is dead, then who controls the world?
如果他死了三天，那么谁控制这个世界呢
？What do you say?
那么你怎么说呢
？Ouch! Is it? Now, the reason why they ask that question is that because the Jehovah's Witnesses believe that when a person is dead, that person does not exist anymore.
因为在他们的心目中，这个人死了以后就不存在了。
The person is completely powerless according to them if you are dead.
对他们来说，一个人死了就没有任何能力了。
Is it true?
那是事实吗
？Well, if I'm dead last night, I cannot be controlling world affairs today, right? I cannot sign my check today.
三位说，如果我昨天晚上死了，我今天就没有能力在这个写支票。
I cannot eat the food today. I cannot drive the car today. Okay.
今天就不能再吃再开车。
But this is only because I'm a human being.
只是因那是因为我只是一个人。
See, they made the mistake because they think Jesus is a created being.
他们这个错误就在于他们把耶稣看成一个被创造的人。
They say he's only the greatest man on earth.
他们把耶稣看成一个被创造在世上的一个人。
But for us, Jesus is God, and therefore God is spirit. You see.
但对我们来说，神是耶稣是神，神是灵。
It is the humanity of Jesus that died on the cross.
是耶稣的人的一面死了。
But his divine nature never died.
但他神的一面从来没有死。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 28, it says that Christ went down by the Holy Spirit to the Hades, where he witnessed the people that died during the time of Noah.
彼得前书一章
1 Peter 1,
18. 18, 第一章十八节，讲到说，乃是凭着，知道你们得
书。28, 28, 28.
128.
Yes. I hope I remember it right.
It's not 28. It's only 24.
Yes, he went down. Yes.
The Moses is 24.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 20. What does he do? That he went down to witness.That he went down to witness the people in Hades, in the spirit. He made a life in the spirit. Okay, here we are. Sorry. He was put to death in the flesh, but he was made alive through the spirit, whom he went down to preach to the saints. No, it's chapter 3, I'm sorry.
Chapter 3, okay.
Chapter 3, yes, chapter 3, sorry.
318?
318, yes.
Oh.
Okay, here we are.
Yeah. 因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
Okay, continue.
按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。
Okay, and let's just continue to what he did after he died. He was put to the death and he was arisen. Okay, and let's continue.
十九节。
Yes, let's go to verse 19.
Okay, 他十九节，他借这个灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听。就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
So did Jesus have an active ministry?
So,
when he was in the grave?
当耶稣在这个坟墓里的时候，他还一直在做主的工。
So now really what it means is that Jesus has conquered death, right? God can never die.
耶稣这边这个意义呢，就是说耶稣战胜了死亡，神从来不会死。
See, as a son, Jesus carried the DNA of the Father.
作为神的儿子，他有神的这个基因，有神的本质。
So he's not an angel.
他不是一个天使。
And as God,
作为神
，Jesus never dies.
耶稣从来没有死。
It's just his humanity that's been put to death.
是他的人性一方面死了。
So is Jesus the same as Moses and Elijah?
耶稣和摩西、以利亚相同吗
？No, he's not. Okay.
不是的。
Period. He's much greater than they are because these people were created, and Jesus is the creator.
耶稣比摩西和以利亚都大，因为他是摩西和以利亚是被创造的，耶稣是创造者。
Point number nine is more logical now.
第九节。
Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah, they are both with Jesus.
第九点，摩西和以利亚都和耶稣在一起。
So what does it mean?
这什么意思呢
？There's life after death.
是这个。
Right? They're both alive, talking to Jesus, right? So is there life after death?
死后的生命。那么死后会有生命吗
？Sure enough, there's life after death.
当然死后会有生命。
So those people they're saying that, well, you know, I can do whatever I like. This, you know, if I die, then you know, then we just like switching off a light bulb, then you know, that's it. You heard about that?
很多人说，人死如灯灭，就说死了就什么都没有了，是这样吗
？Is it true?
不是。
Now Moses and Elijah, they were both there, right?
但是摩西和以利亚他们都在。都在这边跟耶稣在一起。
And the Bible says that these two would return as the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11.
在启示录十一章讲到这两个人会为主做见证。
Now point number 10.
第十点。
There will be a rapture. Believers will be called up to the heaven with the Lord Jesus.
将来信徒会被提到空中和耶稣相遇。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 18, it says that.
在这个帖撒罗伦加第前书四章。
We don't have time to read it, but write this down in your notes. And it says that those who were dead would rise up first, and those who are, that are alive will be caught up in the heaven with Jesus. And they both will be amalgamated together.
所以那些死了的会被信徒呢会首先复活，然后呢这些还活着的信徒呢会被提到空中。
And they will both meet the Lord.
这个死复活的和这个还活着的都被提到空中。
Both meet the Lord in the sky.
和耶稣在空中相遇。
Is Moses dead? Well, Moses had died, right?
摩西已经死了。
What about Elijah?
以利亚呢？
Elijah was caught up in heaven in a fiery chariot. Elijah never died.
以利亚从来没有死过。
So now both the dead, one that had died, and both the living, and now they're both with the Lord Jesus. A perfect picture of the rapture.
这个死了的摩西和没有死过的以利亚都在空中和耶稣在一起，这是一个很好的这个对将来这个耶我们被提信徒被提的一个写照。
Now, lastly, I'd like to say what Peter learned from all these.
最后一点，我们看彼得从这里学到什么功课
？I'd like to use some of you to come to read the scriptures because today we had not read some scriptures together, right?
Yeah, 我们今天还没有读经文，所以我们需要有一个人上来读经文。
Anyone would like to volunteer to read Mandarin?
谁想读这个国语的经文？
Titus, would you like to read for us? Okay. The first lesson that Peter learned is that God would interrupt him all the time.
我们首先学到的是神总是会这个打断彼得的讲话。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and verse 6.
彼得前书一章五彼得前书五章五到六节。
Titus, can you read for us?
彼得前书第五章。五到六节，也就读中文。
Just read in Mandarin. 啊哈 ，You see, God would interfere and God would interrupt the people that are bold and arrogant.And he would give grace to the people that are humble.
所以神会阻挡那个骄傲的人，然后
赐恩给谦卑的人。Now, how many times was Peter interrupted by the Lord?
多少次我们需要被神来阻挡呢？
Many times.
很多次。
Peter was boasting he would never leave the Lord, right? And Jesus said, "Hey, Peter, shut up! I know you will betray me three times."
所以彼得说，神，主啊，我从来不会，永远不会离开你，但是。说了之后没多久，他就三次不认主。
In Matthew 17, they were trying to go through a tax booth, and it's about head tax. And Peter was was saying that we should pay the head tax, but Jesus interrupted him, saying that no, you don't have to pay because I'm here. Second interruption.
在马太福音第十七章讲到这个付丁税的事情，这个当人来收税的时候，这个马太。不是这个彼得很快的就说哦，我们需要付，但是这个耶稣说我们不需要付，因为。
And sometimes when Peter was talking good, God would still interrupt him because God knew that from that onwards he would blow the speech. Okay, he was talking good. Okay, and suddenly God interrupted him for good reason because after that he would talk nonsense again.
这个神总是打断了彼得，因为他前面讲的还好，后面就会说更全是这个废话。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 44.It's the people with Cornelius. You know, he led everyone to Christ. And Peter was preaching, and suddenly the Holy Spirit came, and these people prophesied in tongues.
Yeah,
God told Peter to shut up.
在《使徒行传》十章讲到，在彼得还在传讲道的时候，突然这个圣灵就降到这个哥尼流他们这些人身上，然后神就打断了他。
Galatians chapter 2.
在哥罗西。
Paul interrupted Peter because Peter was trying to be a hypocrite by refusing to eat with the Gentiles.
哥罗西书第二章，讲保罗打断了这个彼得，因为他装假。
Secondly, Peter understands the importance of being born again.
第二点，这个彼得学到了这个重生的意义。
Grant, can you read us 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 to verse 25?
彼得前书一章三节。
1 Peter 1:23 also. Yes, please.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Can you also read verse 23 to verse 25?
23-25节。
你们蒙了重生，不是有一能坏的种子，乃是有一不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容就像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Now, thirdly, Peter learns that suffering will precede glory and joy after all. Finally, he got the picture.
第三点，这个彼得学到的就是受这个荣耀之前必有受苦。
First Peter, chapter 1, verse 4 to verse 7.
彼得前书一章四到七节。
Lily, can you read this verse?
Okay. 彼得前书一章四到七节。可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Fourthly, Peter realized that the word should be heard and obeyed above all.
第四点，彼得学到的功课是要这个信服神的话，比一切都重要。
Second Peter.
彼得后书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 12, all the way to verse 21.
彼得后书二章十二节。
Can you read this?
Yeah. 但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜生，一被捉拿宰杀的。他们毁谤所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏。行的不义，就得了不义的工价。这些人喜爱白昼宴乐，他们已被玷污，又有瑕疵。正与你们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。他们满眼是隐色，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。他们离弃正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴，以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。这些人是无水的井，是狂风吹逼的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。他们说虚妄尽夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的境况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
Yes. Can you also read Second Peter?
Yeah.
Verse 3, verse 1 to 5.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
Okay. 彼得后书三章一到五节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封信都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以后，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
Now, finally, I'd like to say something. This transfiguration experience really affects Peter.
最后，咱们想讲的是说，这个变形 这耶稣的变形对彼得有很大的冲击。
You can never imagine that the Jesus he sees every day has got such an inner glory that's been hidden from him.
他从来没有想到，他天天看到的耶稣会突然有这样的荣光。
And therefore, he tells everyone that we should be rejoicing and not be scared.
然后他就告诉大家，我们应该喜乐，不应该
When he sees the glory of the Lord Jesus,
害怕。
He tells everyone that your right response now is joy and not to be fearful.
他说我们看到神的荣光的这个反应不应该是害怕，而应该是喜乐。
First Peter, chapter 1, verse 8.
彼得前书一章八节。你们
chapter 1, verse 8.
You didn't get it. Okay. 彼得前书一章八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Notice, although now you do not see him,
这边说虽然你们没有看到他
，yet believing in him,
但是要相信他
，you will rejoice.
你们会有喜乐
，with joy that is inexpressible.And full of glory.
这个大喜乐是充满了这个荣耀的。
So now, the transfiguration has affected Peter now.
所以这个变形，耶稣的变形对彼得有很大的改变，很大的。
Peter was saying that this glory the Lord Jesus have.
这个耶稣所有的这个荣光。
When you believe in him,
你相信他。
You would also share in this glory.
当你相信他的时候，你也会分享他的荣耀。
This joy that God will give you.
这个喜乐，这个神给你的喜乐。
It's such a heavenly joy.
是一种天上的喜乐。
That it gives you glory.
是给你荣光，
See,
给你荣耀。
No joy in the world will give you glory.
这个世上没有喜乐给你荣耀。
It is inexpressible and glorious joy. That is the kind of joy that God wants everyone to have today.
是。无法表达的一种荣光的喜乐。
Can we all say amen to that? This is the kind of joy that God wants us to have today before we leave.
这是神要我们每一个基督徒都有的这种荣，有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
You will be filled with this inexpressible and glorious joy.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们就有这种说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
That is how God will elevate His believers.
这是神怎么样来提升这些基督徒。
Let's stop a word of prayer today.
我们来祷告。
Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just ask you to give us this inexpressible joy.
神啊，我们感谢你。感谢你给我们这种说不出来的荣光的大喜乐，有荣光的大喜乐。
There was once that has one came from the Son.
曾经一次从这个人从耶稣出来。
And now it's given to all believers.
现在给了所有的信徒。
That through faith we also will radiate the same. Through faith we will also radiate the same glory.
通过信心，我们每一个人都能得到这种荣光。
May we radiate your glory today as we leave your house.
让我们每一个人都能展现神的这种荣光。
May this inexpressible joy be with us.
让这种无法表达的这种喜乐能够和我们在一起。直到神再来，直到主再来。我们耶稣的名祷告，阿门。